Welcome back to In the Kitchen with Bonnie. This week we are back in the kitchen at Lydia's Kansas City with their executive chef Dan Swinney and their general manager Matt Green. Again, we are going to make, actually it's one of my favorites. You didn't know that? I had no influence over this selection, but it is the Frico, which is a it's a cheese crisp, and it's filled with a variety of things depending upon the season, which we just discussed, your devotion to seasonal cooking. Let's talk about your journey to Lydia's. So, how did that begin?
I had been following Lydia's career for quite some number of years. Mm-hmm. And when I found out she was going to be opening a restaurant in Kansas City, I was pretty much dumbfounded. And so I found out that she was going to be coming to the American Restaurant to do the first Chef's Classic benefit for the James Beard House.
Yes.
And I had a friend who was also working on this project, so I got somewhat of an introduction to Lydia and offered to help with this event.
Am I hearing a strategy in place here?
Definitely.
Oh, okay. So this was a strategy to Lydia. Okay.
That was very, very much a strategy.
Good for you. Going for what you want. Yes. Okay.
So I had, this was a pretty important benefit. There was like John Louis Paladin when he was still alive was there. So I was able to make a somewhat of an impression. I don't think she'd really trusted me at first.
Well, this takes a while to develop that trust, yeah.
So she didn't really know too many people from the Midwest at that time.
Okay.
So. But eventually she, you know, gave me an invitation to come to New York to have an evaluation for a couple of days working in her kitchen. And ultimately I was able to land a job.
How about
with the,
that?
With the company. And I've been doing it now for 15 years. So,
well, that, you know, we've said this earlier, that speaks well for a restaurant that it is the place where an executive chef remains for this number of years. What attracted you to Italian cooking in general and specifically to Lydia? Why Italian? You could be doing other things.
Right. Well, I'm not Italian for sure.
Okay. Well, Swinney, we guessed that part. Okay.
So
why Italian?
Lydia's is actually my third Italian restaurant that I've worked in.
Okay.
And in the early 90s, I was living in Oregon, in Portland, Oregon, and working in an Italian restaurant, a really good one. And every day in my spare time, I would go to the library and check out books on Italian cooking. I was really immersing myself in the culture. And one of the books that I came across was Lydia's first book, La Cucina di Lydia.
Oh, yes, yes.
And it's very much a personal kind of family history,
mm-hmm.
and a very, very charming book. And so
she's a charming woman.
I came back to Kansas City after that year in Oregon, and that was one of the books that I was most impressed with. And by that time, I was just head over heels in love with Italian cooking.
Okay. All right. So head over heels in love with Italian cooking. So this is a long-term relationship between you and Italian cooking. What drew you to, is it the fresh ingredients?
I think it's the simplicity.
Yeah.
It's
it always works.
It's all about the ingredients, and there's not too much manipulation of things going on.
Mm-hmm.
True flavors.
Respect for the ingredients.
Lydia used to say something to me, the more you know, the less you need, in terms of.
What? Those are words to live by. Hello. Okay. And of course they would come from Lydia, who's, you know, there's such a loving peace in her. And I can say from having met her myself that her public face is the same as her private face. So what you see on television is what you get when you talk to her face to face. It's all
extremely genuine.
And that's not something you can manufacture. You either have that or and that's who she is. Okay. So attracted to Italian cooking from the beginning, devoted to it, excited about working for Lydia. Did some very creative work on your part to make sure you got connected to her, which is great. What is your creative process? And here, 20 different varieties, if you will, of cooking. What is your creative process with Italian food or just cooking in general?
Well, I've been cooking Italian food so long now, it's just that's the first, that's the first reference point.
Okay.
And I've been cooking Lydia's food so long that I somewhat have become a person who channels her.
This is on a variety. This is a spiritual. We have now entered a spiritual level here. You channel her. But, I'm going to tell Lydia. You said that. Go ahead.
What was the
so it's creative. So your reference is Italian. You're immersed in.
I guess the first reference is Italian. The second reference is the season and what's in the market.
Okay.
You know.
So the seasonal foods are what inspire you, the fresh seasonal product.
Right. That's what really gets the process mm-hmm. going. But I also have to take into consideration, what are my guests going to want?
Oh,
what,
sure.
What will they, you know.
It's not all about you. Good for you. Yeah.
What will the guests really key on?
It's always fun to see him on Tuesday.
Yes.
Create this menu that we have every Tuesday, and he'll just sit down and create it and. He's got it processed in his head before.
Right.
You can tell that he's working on it in his head, but it's like you can watch the creative strings just kind of shoot out of it, and then all of a sudden it's being typed out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have guests leaving all evening long. This was the best food I've ever had. Blah, blah, blah.
Isn't that wonderful?
Wonderful.
That is so gratifying when it is appreciated. Okay. So you do more than cooking. You're executive chef. You provide the leadership in the kitchen. How do you connect to your cooks to deliver? Obviously, you can't do all the cooking by yourself. How do you connect to your cooks to deliver what is Lydia's food?
There's a lot of training involved. And also, not only training, but follow-up.
Yes.
I find that Well, Danny Meyer is a famous restaurateur from New York City.
Yes.
From St. Louis. And he has a book called Setting the Table that's really a fantastic book about being a restaurateur. And he talks about how every day you have to set the salt shaker in the middle of the table.
Yes.
And then somebody's going to come along and move it. And then when you come in the next day,
you're going to put it back in the middle of the
table. You have to put it back
in
the center of the table again.
Consistency.
And that's just the way it is. And it's somewhat
it's about training with follow up, support back to, because we don't learn anything the first time. It is doing it over and over again where we develop the talent and the skill for being able to deliver consistency. I know every chef and restaurateur says consistency is vital. Because you can't have it good one day and not working so well the next. So, speaking of good, when we come back into the kitchen at Lydia's Kansas City, we're going to make one of those famous fricos. And this one is going to be stuffed with lobster and sauteed potatoes, onions, garlic, leeks, pickled peppers. And again, we're going to top it with mixed greens that you all have selected and some house-made pickled vegetables. Please stay with us at Lydia's in the Kitchen.